morning, everybody. It's a magic morning. Ronnie Ronald is with us this morning, the world's leading whistler. There wasn't much competition for the crown. There were lots of terms in those days.
Well, there's a lots of whistles, but what they get in America is that they find they can't get work somehow.
Who's the whistlers?
Yes, they can't understand how I can keep working.
Yeah.
You know, don't forget, I started in 1938 on the stage, and I worked all the time.
Well, they come round to a list of people you work with in a second, but all I can say is that when you wander around London and the pubs are closing down left, right and centre, not that, you know, they're a pub town, by the way, but if they really want to pack them out, instead of having REM tribute bands and Here Tomorrow Night, not the Rolling Stones, if they said Here Tomorrow Night, the world's greatest whistler, you simply would not be able to get in. And theatres would be packed night after night if you just sat outside, like we had the Mind fella on last week. Mm-hmm. But people think they're too good for old fashion showbiz these days, and it's their loss. Now, coming to some of the people you've... Laurel and Hardy.
Yes. Well, I worked with them, and Laurel could whistle, but Hardy couldn't. Yeah. He's the big one.
Hey, yeah.
Well, when he put his fingers to me, and I showed him, you take the two fingers down, and...
No, I can't do that. I can't do that whistling with the fingers in the mouth.
Well, look, you just took these two, the first finger and the little
finger. I've got it,
yeah. That's what I use.
Yeah.
And I use the left hand. Put that in my mouth, and... Now, I tried to show him that, and he couldn't get his fingers in his mouth. They were like two big bananas.
Yeah, he couldn't...
Mark, he was a big
fellow. Yeah, but even so, that's something, not to be able to get your...
Yeah.
See, I can't... Once you've got the fingers under the tongue, and it's a great... It's an eternal shame for him. I can whistle, but not like that.
Well, you can do it with two fingers. I can do it with any finger, actually, which is funny.
You're the king of it. I mean, she's like, you know, somebody...
No, I know. But my mother told me when I was about 11, when she heard me doing all this, why don't you give a trill? You see, I could go... She said, why didn't you put a trill through it? And I couldn't quite get that. She said, it's like a cat purring. So I went like a cat purring and... And the
revelation
came. You know, not as quick as that. I had to go.
And Marilyn Monroe said, what did Marilyn Monroe say to you?
Well, she held my hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, you felt the electricity coming through her.
Oh, you bet.
You know, whistling thrilled her. That's not unusual to me. I worked with Roy Rogers with his horse. And the stagehands came to me and they said, gee, Ronnie, we love you, but what you do to that horse?
Ah.
Directly I start to whistle, the horse starts to...
Yeah, well, you're on the floor, on the floor.
Right?
Yeah. But now, Marilyn Monroe, that wasn't Marilyn Monroe, though, right?
No, I didn't know whether she did.
No, I'm not going into those sort of
talk. It's a turn in itself. She said to you, when you whistle, you make me shiver all over.
Yes, yes. Well, actually, sometimes when I'm on stage and I'm doing Monastery Garden, I even get a shiver down my back. Now, it's quite extraordinary. Whistling is something... Don't forget, when man first was put on Earth, he didn't talk. He made sounds. Now, a bird in a tree, he would eat a bird. So how to get a bird to eat? So he would go...
I don't know if you're taking me with on this journey. I don't know.
I'm writing this book, and this is
this is the most primitive, fundamental human thing that you can do.
Oh,
that's right.
I don't know. And I think that you have a tremendous, in the same way as the guitarist or Charlie Parker played the saxophone, you have the whistle. Now, whether the human race had done it before, since, or after, you will always be the king of the whistle. And that, for me, is plenty.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
I mean, you know, all of us modestly whistle up to a point. If I might, and if I'd be so ungracious as in front of the King of the Whistlers, present my own rather laboured skill. I can do it through the hands.
Yes.
I can do that one. I can do it... give me a tune, Mark. Don't give me something tremendously difficult. Tune.
Then thanks again, marching in.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm having the nerve to do this in front of Mr. O'Brien.
Are you going to do it, Mr. Whistlers?
When the thanks are marching, ready? Oh, no, I'm not... I'm hang on.